God. Okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored.
I refuse to be silenced or muzzled.
Unafraid.
No man will intimidate me.
Unstoppable.
Only extreme accountability will do. It's the only answer. Good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So for over a century, our nation's financial system, the finances of every American family, you, down to every single dollar and every single penny that you bring in, has been under the control of one entity, and that entity is the Federal Reserve. Now, there's a group of people who don't want me bringing attention to the Federal Reserve. All of the usual suspects have been writing hit piece after hit piece after hit piece. Stu Peters is an anti-Semite. A fake word, and I don't even care. But the point here is, they are fearful of the truth. Fear is the mortal enemy of the truth. And truth is the mortal enemy of fear. Just as the lie is the mortal enemy of the truth, and therefore the lie is the mortal enemy of the state. And we've been doing a lot of question asking recently, a lot of feather ruffling, a lot of noticing. And we have noticed, maybe you have noticed at home, that for over a century, our nation's financial system, the entire thing, the finances of every American, you, your family, down to every dollar, every penny that you bring in, has been under the control of one entity. And that entity is the Federal Reserve. Now, that same group of fearful cowards, those same people, will not like this platform bringing any attention or shining any light onto the Federal Reserve. And some of you, maybe the majority of you in our audience, will know that the Federal Reserve, also known as the Fed, is the privately owned and operated central bank of the United States. And it's not beholden to the American taxpayer, or the American voter, or the American citizen. No, instead, it's beholden to the Rothschild banking cartel. It's beholden to a global network of ruthless Jewish bankers who are charging the American people interest for every dollar that they print. It's run on usury. It's run on the Jewish money-making scheme that's banned by Jesus Christ, that's banned under Islam. But it flourishes under the Talmud. These people have a money-making machine. They can order our treasury to make as much money as they want. And then we have to pay them for it. They can flood our markets with worthless fiat currency, paper money that's backed by nothing. And then they tell us, we can't do anything about it. And for every dollar they print, our national debt skyrockets. Every single one of the fake dollars that you have right now in your bank account, which have been created wholly out of thin air by these Jewish bankers who are in control of our government, who are holding our taxpayers for ransom, is all based in usury. It's based in sin and thievery and ripping off the American people. And since the Federal Reserve was founded in 1913 by European Jews, by bankers who came to the United States for the express purpose of establishing a central bank, ever since the Federal Reserve was established, the United States has been thrust into global conflicts. We've been pushed into wars to remove leaders, to do regime changes, protect and spread democracy. Any leaders who ran afoul of the global financial order were removed from power or executed. To take down governments that forged new financial systems, that opposed the Rothschild banking cabal and threw them out of their countries and created financial systems that at least tried to work for the people. 4 years after the Federal Reserve was established, America intervened in World War I. We sent our troops to Europe in a war that from the very beginning had been influenced and manipulated and governed by international bankers. International bankers who wanted to overthrow Europe's remaining empires and then replace them with a new wave of liberal democracies that would represent and present new opportunities for central bank expansion and the expansion of the international banking cartel. And then we did it again in World War II. The Allies, remember the Allies? The Allies was just a fancy term for Team Rothschild. For the nations that were in bed with the bankers and working to rein in their old foes in Germany. Adolf Hitler was pulling Germany out of the international order that had created the Weimar Republic. We've covered the Weimar Republic extensively, especially recently. It was a time of complete and total degeneracy. But Hitler was pulling Germany out of the Rothschild-run banking alliance that deliberately ran Germany's economy into the ground and funded the Bolshevik takeover of Russia. So they had to take him out. And it didn't stop after World War II. No, it only intensified. It's the same reason that today Vladimir Putin is demonized as a modern Hitler. As a journalist, you can't even sit down with the Russian president without the threat of being sanctioned by all of the EU. Without hardliners here in our media calling for your execution or to be tried for treason. An offense punishable by death for sitting down with Vladimir Putin and asking questions. So they have to make Vladimir Putin the scary boogeyman that nobody is allowed to hear from. You're only allowed to fear him. He is the ruthless dictator that just woke up one day and decided to go and attack Ukraine unprovoked. The real reason that he's the boogeyman is exactly because he kicked the Rothschild bankers out of Russia. He told the world that Russia would go its own way. And so, of course, NATO, the modern-day version of the Allies, the collection of nations ruled over by Rothschild central banks and the International Monetary Fund, is now trying to take Vladimir Putin out. Virtually every problem, all of the problems that our country has faced, the massive geopolitical issues that have plagued our country now for more than a century, since the day that we were thrust into globalism in 1913, would not exist without this globalist Jewish banking crime syndicate, which has its headquarters, of course, in Israel. The secular, genocidal, pro-abortion, baby-murdering, pro-homosexual nation-state that they blackmailed the Allies into giving them after World War II, and that they have been expanding ever since. And very few are willing to call this out. Which is why we, here at the network, are being targeted. What congressman is speaking up and telling the truth? What U.S. senator is standing up and telling the truth? The last American president to stand up to Israel and the last American president to stand up to the Federal Reserve was President John F. Kennedy. And he paid the ultimate price. He was publicly murdered in broad daylight in front of his own citizens. Because he took on this degenerate debt-based system of usury that's eating America alive. That's what that was all about. It's very, very obvious that this is exactly why Kennedy was killed. You know, 13 years ago, when decent journalism still slipped through the cracks at dying local newspapers, there was this article in the Gainesville Sun. And that article recounted the events leading up to Kennedy's death and the direct relationship between Kennedy's assassination and the Fed. Quote, because President John F. Kennedy did not like the debt-based financial system created by the Fed, he issued Executive Order 11110, which made the U.S. Treasury the nation's bank in June of 1963. By doing this, JFK eliminated the interest paid for money, and this briefly stopped the growth of the national debt. Over $4 billion worth of United States notes backed by silver were printed by the Treasury and put into circulation, but were removed after JFK was assassinated. There is no silver backing for Federal Reserve notes that are in circulation today. Executive Order 11110 has never been repealed, amended, or reversed, but no subsequent U.S. president has chosen to use it to reduce the national debt. If they did, our national debt would only be a small fraction of what it is today. End quote. That pissed some people off. When JFK did that, that pissed off the wrong people, and they will kill you. That assassination of JFK in broad daylight in front of Jesus Christ and everyone else was a message. If you fuck with us, we will kill you. And when the Rothschild banking cartel took out JFK, they completed their coup of the United States government. That signal, that broad daylight execution on the international stage, was their power play for total control, and they succeeded. And since Kennedy's murder, this country has been on a downward spiral of defeat and humiliation and degeneracy and perversion and destruction. We have had our borders pushed wide open, beginning with the 1965 Immigration Act, just 2 years after Kennedy was killed. And of course, that Immigration Act was written by Jews. We've gone to war plenty of times. Forever wars, never-ending calamities based on false flags like the Gulf of Tonkin and 9/11. We've taken out figures like Saddam Hussein and Muammar Gaddafi because they were on the Rothschild hit list, because Israel wanted them gone, and because they wouldn't play ball with the international banking cartel. Do you see how this works? It doesn't matter who you are. You shine a light onto the satanic grip that holds this nation and every one of our institutions and all of its federal government hostage for ransom, and they will kill you. And now we're seeing this financial cabal, this globalist Jewish crime syndicate, crack the whips on our government once again as Israel steamrolls Gaza and perpetuates an ethnic cleansing, a genocide on women and children, in the name of Zionism, in the name of Jewish expansionism, and in the name of Greater Israel, the disgusting concept that Israel will conquer the Middle East and establish a massive Jewish state. And of course, you'll fund it. And of course, American men will die for Israel. And of course, the people that they don't murder will get dumped right into Europe and right into the United States. pumped up on hatred of the West because our satanic government just overthrew their country. Because our government works for Israel. Our government works for the global Jewish banking cabal built on usury and the subversion of nations. They have taken control of our financial systems. They have taken control of our military. They have taken complete control of our government. And they have used the military that they have taken control of to open up our borders and then report back to the mothership. They're all reporting back to Israel. All right, just think of BlackRock, the sadistic private equity firm that's buying up entire neighborhoods to make sure that young Americans never realize the dream of home ownership. They're headquartered on Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv, Israel. They're shoving it right in our faces. Ken O'Keefe is an expert on this topic. He's spoken extensively on it at very high levels for years, and we're happy to have him with us. Ken, thank you so much for making the time for us. We certainly appreciate it.
God bless you. It's lovely to hear such an introduction of truth. It's a rare commodity in these days of non-journalism.
We'd like you to expand more on that, on what I said, because you have an extensive knowledge of this. So obviously there's going to be a hit piece that says, oh, here's Stu again bashing the Jews. But I mean, this is all common knowledge. Everybody should know this. So why the pushback?
Well, you know, I've been doing this now. I went to Palestine 20 years ago. And I traveled in the West Bank, and I saw how the Palestinians were treated there. And then I made it into Gaza, which most people don't want to go to Gaza, but I managed to get in four different times, and I've lived there before this, but also during the bombings that existed and the atrocities that reach a new level now. But what I've seen is something that really I believe is very important for people to understand. In this multicultural, transgender, woke reality that has been socially engineered by those who control the money supply, they've also pushed a secular agenda, and they've also infiltrated our religious institutions to the point that people have decided to reject religion, and in my opinion, they're confusing, quote, religion or state religion or organized religion with spirituality. This is very important because if you believe that the only thing that really exists is the physical, you know, you will then covet the physical. You will be fearful of your death because that will be the end of everything. But if you believe, as I know, and I'm sure you do, there is within us a soul. This soul is eternal. This is more precious than any physical life or any kind of pain we might endure. We should to preserve this. However, because religion is confused with true spirituality, people don't understand the concept of Satan. They don't understand that there is indeed a Satan and that those who are running the world worship Satan. And just as God wishes or would want us to serve not simply God, but all that God has created in abundance for us, Satan likewise requires to pay homage. You must pay homage, and they do. So when we look at young children in California that are able to chemically castrate without any parental consent and, in fact, support of the state, Satan is enjoying this. Satan is like, yes, he is happy. Satan is really happy when you defile that which God created. Even circumcision, another Jewish tool. How many religious people do we know, Catholics, Christians, Muslims, that literally mutilate the foreskin off of a penis, which, by the way, if we're going to get real direct here, that is the clitoris of the man. The clitoris is very easily stimulated, and if you know how to do it right, well, women will appreciate that. Well, the same thing exists in our foreskin. We have more nerve endings and sensitivity, and we also create biochemical biochemicals in there that actually mix with the woman's, and there's a biochemistry that's very special. Anyway, if you mutilate that, if you cut that off, by the way, I wouldn't recommend it, but if you ever watch a video of a child having their foreskin cut off as a baby, which mine was, by the way, you will hear a screaming, a shrill screaming of a nature that you've never heard a baby scream before. That baby is in abject terror. He is being mutilated and tortured, and his mother has abandoned him, and this is why it's an ingenious idea from Satan and by his servants, the Jews, who have instigated this in the Catholic Church, which is why I was circumcised as a baby, and I learned about this later. My point is, how many holy people do we know mutilate a baby, and then literally, many of them with herpes, the rabbis with herpes, who suck the blood of the mutilated penis, and this is somehow what God wills? Their God does will that. His name is Satan. But the secular people are too smart. They're smarter than us, quote, religious people who understand we have a spirit. And this is why they have so much popular support amongst the willfully ignorant masses, which sell the future of our children down the river. So you hit on so much there, I wanted to hit on a couple other things. But if I'm going to refer to them, they are the Jewish supremacist, Talmudic, pedophile, bankster, cultists. That's who they are. Jewish supremacist, Talmudic, pedophile, bankster, cultists. This is the quickest way to identify who they are and what threat they pose. And they do it under the guise of multiculturalism and inclusivity and all of this crap, which is destroying the traditional family, intentionally so, as their master requires.
Yeah, it's kind of a new satanic colonialism.
You know, it really is on display. I mean, we can go to the Commonwealth Games in the UK here last year. We can go to the Super Bowl. We can go to Hollywood. We can go to the we can go all over the place. You see Satan on display. And this is the thing. See, I also am a very, very long-term adherent to law. I took an oath as a Marine at 19 years old to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States and to fight all enemies, foreign and domestic. Why hasn't all of my American brothers and sisters also refused the orders that are unlawful and turn those weapons back on our leaders? As our honor requires, it pisses me off. I don't want to be exceptional. I want to be normal. Normal. When did an oath become a fly-by-night, take it or leave it? I don't understand. These words are so easy to understand. I swear to protect and defend. So help me God. I have one master and that's it. God. That's it. Period. Truth is God. God is truth. The truth today is, quote, anti-Semitic. By the way, the book's coming on that one. Is the truth anti-Semitic? You know what? In this upside-down George Orwell 1984 reality of ours, you bet it is. There are a million different absolutely true things that we can say and have already been said in this interview that are, quote, anti-Semitic. So, can they be both? What if the truth actually condemns a group of people, which, by the way, aren't even Semitic? Let's get into definitions. They're not from the Semitic region. They don't speak a Semitic language, Hebrew or Arabic. They come from a place over there towards Russia called Khazaria and Eastern Europe, and they speak Yiddish. So the non-anti-Semites are using the term anti-Semite to protect them in every way and allow them to pervert every aspect of our world. And we're letting them do it. So what's worse, by the way, here's where I get into street language. Those bastards are just c**ks. They're vicious, nasty, satanic, Jewish supremacist, Talmudic, pedophile, bankster, cultist. But what are we in democratic societies? What are we? We're chums. We're chums for the c**. I'll tell you what, if I had to choose, I'd rather be, if I only have the two, I'd rather be a c**, than a chump for a c**. And I'm saying this like, really, we don't have time for politically correct c**.
this is a spiritual war. If we fail, our children will be enslaved, and they're already being raped and missing by the millions. Literally. Truth. Truth. 100% true. Covered by the same lying prostitutes of propaganda in the mainstream media and all of their quislings that they own in our governments, our treasonous governments. Literally, virtually every single politician at a high level in the United States, all of the Senate, and almost all of the Congress needs to be tried and ultimately found guilty according to due process for treason and hung. Literally. When we clean that house and make it clear that treason is indeed a capital offense and take our oath seriously, we can take back this country. But we're running out of time. We really have waited too long for this. Way too long.
What are these treasonous congresspeople and these treasonous senators and these treasonous presidents and everybody at our institutions, major like everywhere that you look, what is it that they are exchanging for this unquestionable, undying loyalty to this secular nation state of Israel? What are they gaining?
Material. And I've said this for a long time because I remember when I was 18 years old, I was studying to become rich. I grew up in Southern California. Of course, we all wanted to be rich. You know, we want the car. We want, you know, that's what I wanted. So I was studying real estate, and a guy named Charles Gibbons, who was a guru of the day, and I remember reading, and I saw as I was reading, like, okay, the way that you make money in real estate is basically kind of predatory. It's not the only way, but it's the quickest way. So you look for the distress sales, right? So a family that's in foreclosure, they're late on their payments, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then you basically prey on them, you know, you screw them and you get a great deal. And as I was learning this, then we got to an exercise of write down in list of priority your priorities. Like, what do you want from all of this? I knew immediately what my answer was. Peace of mind. I knew that I didn't want to make money to an extent that I was screwing over my neighbor or other people to make it. Like, no, I want to make money in a way where I sleep well at night. And I do sleep well at night, by the way. I've never had any problem. I sleep well. I knew back then that money is not the be-all, end-all, even though I grew up, maybe because I grew up in Southern California. I mean, superficiality and materialism are the order of the day. I've lived in L.A. I've lived in San Diego. I know SoCal very well. So my top priority was peace of mind. Money, however, is very seductive, and Satan will lure you with key things. One, money. That money will, they say every man has a price. No, that's not true. That is not true. You will not buy me for nothing, and I know I'm not alone. So money is one. Power, which those two generally go hand in hand. People want power so they can go ahead and exert their control. Another one is sex. Big one. That's the honey trap. That's Epstein. You know, that works really well. And, you know, even better, because the homosexual side, I mean, how does Satan feel about homosexuality? He loves it, man. There ain't no procreation when you're having sex. I don't care how pleasurable it is. It sort of defeats the whole purpose of intercourse. You know, we're supposed to actually procreate. But hey, it's become a Tinder, you know, hookup culture reality. So we've got money, we've got power, we've got sex, and we've got all these things that Satan can offer. But it's all based on lies. You think mistakenly that you will find the happiness, the elusive happiness that we should be seeking, and you believe that the material offers it, and it is you are seduced into it. And as a guy, I've experimented. You know, I've done my part to have fun and play with these things, but I've reached a point long ago where I ain't going to sell my soul or in any way compromise my honor and integrity. I mean, that was a big deal for me as a Marine. And it certainly is as a 54-year-old man. I am not going to sell it for anything. I care about my eternal self more than my physical self, but it's material. It's the material seductions that Satan offers that entices too many. America, to me, is a perfect example, as is England, where I am now. Comfort is the real enemy. You get too comfortable, like you now you got the two-car garage, you want the three-car garage. You've got the nice 1,500-square-foot house, but now you want to build an addition and have a larger pool and maybe a tennis court. You're never satisfied. The more you obtain, the more you want. Whereas I've lived in places like Gaza, where they have virtually nothing. But I swear to you, with God as my witness, these people are happier than most all of the people that I have known in Southern California or in London or in other parts of the world who are doing so well financially. And everybody will learn at some point, no matter how much money you got, you can't take it with you. And you're not going to buy happiness, especially if you've got nothing but enemies all around you or people who just kiss your ass but covet everything you have. They'll steal your woman. They'll steal your car. They'll steal your bank account. And isn't that what the tribe has? They do stick together. Got to give the bastards credit for that. They stick together quite well. But can they actually really trust each other? The only one that they're beholden to is Satan. And is Satan going to do them a favor at the end of it all? When Satan has utilized each one of these individual satanic servants, are they going to find some eternal grace and beauty? No, they're not. They're going to be thrown away with the trash, just like us veterans are. And I think Henry Kissinger said it well. I think Satan has the same attitude about his servants as the military does about us veterans, us heroes. And Kissinger said, the military are nothing but dumb animals to be used. There you go. God loves us. I'll serve God till the end. I don't care what the price is. And I pray that enough of us come together and do what needs to be done, because it's not rocket science. We still have the Constitution and the Republic. We still have it. You know.
Well, right now we do. And like you said, we're running out of time. In the category of the unbought, you're there. I'm proud to be there as well, which is what makes this platform so dangerous for people. I don't have an allegiance to Republicans or Democrats. It's all a fake construct. I don't have allegiance to conservatives or liberals or any of this that they want to push, this fake media that's funded by the same people that we're talking about, 100% of it. We're battling decades-long propaganda and brainwashing and gaslighting and programming of unsuspecting Americans that have turned into psychological victims of these people that normalize the sexualization of children and pedophilia, normalize an entire month that's dedicated to a sin called pride, where, you know, homosexual pedophiles can stand in the street and rub their genitalia in the face of parents who bring their children there. They should be arrested right along with the pedophiles that are committing these criminal acts of lewd and lascivious behavior and criminal sexual conduct involving minor children. This thing is really dangerous, but it gets a whole lot more dangerous than that. Part one here, we're going to go to break real quick, coming back with another part two with Ken O'Keefe right after this. Stick around.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. So here's a surprising fact. Research shows that even healthy people have wild swings in their blood sugar after eating. When I talk about blood sugar, a lot of people tune out. You know, they think it's only relevant to people with type 2 diabetes. But blood sugar is a topic everybody needs to understand. One of the big keys to optimal health is to have balanced blood sugar. Spikes in blood sugar force your pancreas to work harder and are associated with things like weight gain and even risk of heart attack and stroke. So here's the reason that I even brought this up. The boys at Bioptimizers have a blood sugar optimization product called Blood Sugar Breakthrough. And I don't think I'm overstating my case when I say it's revolutionary. I personally take it. I take two capsules 15 minutes before each meal. And then my body pushes carbs and glucose into my muscles to be used as fuel instead of turning them into fat. This is why I'm recommending it to you. As a result, you'll enjoy more stable energy without the post-meal crash. Plus, you'll have better workouts, faster gains in the gym, and an easier time leaning out, getting rid of that stubborn belly fat. Perhaps the biggest benefit of all of this is it will improve your overall health tremendously. You have to try it. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/SP. Again, that's bioptimizers.com/SP. Just in the rhythm of your daily life, your privacy faces countless threats. The NSA and countless other people able to listen in on your phone conversations and obtain your text messages. That's why I want to introduce you to Privacy from phone123.com, your mobile fortress. With state-of-the-art end-to-end encryption, your data's journey is shielded. You can speak freely with Privacy's secure call feature. Adaptive authentication learns from you, enhancing security without slowing you down. Privacy's intuitive design makes powerful protection accessible to everyone. Behind the scenes, Privacy is always evolving, defending against the latest threats. Empower your digital life with Privacy starting at just $35. Visit phone123.com/stew. Again, that's phone123.com/stew, or just call them. Connect to mobile. Complete privacy assurance. Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. We are sitting down right now with Ken O'Keefe, who's very well versed in a lot of the things that we have been talking about here over the last, I don't know, several months now. We're the only ones. I mean, we're like as a platform of this magnitude or as of this size, we're the only ones that are willing to actually just go to the full truth, which is why we're getting beat over the head. But I don't feel any chinks to my armor like you. I sleep really well. I'm very happy. We were talking about over the break how happy genuinely you are. And that pisses Satan off too, which is why they come after us, you know, so hard. But I've said to people that are really close to me, Ken, like recently, you know, they're like, well, how do you handle all the attacks and the USA Today and, you know, BBC and the Rolling Stone and the Daily Beast and, you know, all these, they're coming after you. Media Matters every day. George Soros, like, how do you handle all the pressure? It's like, I don't even notice it. I just don't even care. I don't feel it. And that's because, as I say at the beginning of every show in my intro, I'm on a specific mission. I gave this platform to God. I'm just being obedient. And he's providing. He's providing the platform. He's providing for saving lives, not only by steering people away from lethal injections and their kids, but also saving lives eternally because of a platform of this size, we're one of the only on an island talking about Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and Savior, and I'll say it anywhere I go at any time. How dangerous is this really? I want to talk about this part. How dangerous is this part? You've got presidents and candidates. By the way, we don't need more candidates. We need a William Wallace. You've got these people that go over here to the Wailing Wall. They kiss it. They pledge an allegiance to this, you know, secular nation state, this fake country called Israel. Before they can swear an oath to our Constitution, which you talked about, our Constitution and oath swearing and all of this. How dangerous is it that people are willing to just look the other way? For example, the Rolling Stone front page. They're smashing Rumble, trying to bully Rumble into kicking me off the platform, trying to bully Donald Trump into, you know, pulling his advertising from the platform because one of his ads for his campaign was played before a video where we give a very objective, truthful history of Weimar and the Weimar Republic and who Magnus Hirschfeld was and why all of this is happening here right now. So Trump now has a choice. Trump can come out and he can side with the Jews. He can side with Magnus Hirschfeld. He can side with pedophilia and pornographic materials being pushed into the faces of our kids. Or he could side with most of his mega base, this program, the truth, the country, and America first. He could stand by Rumble for being free speech advocates. He could stand by me for being brave enough to tell the truth. Which side is he going to pick? He already came out and said, we blame Rumble's app, the algorithm. We didn't choose this. Backing off, pulling away from the Weimar truth. How dangerous is that?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. And I think before I answer that in my own way, this is, there's two ways to approach life when you boil it down. Two ways. Fear, love. The reason why I'm so angry is because I love this beautiful planet of ours. I love children in the virtuous way, not the pedophile Jewish
supremacist, Talmudic, pedophile, bankster, cultist way. I love the family. I love when I see a man and a woman in love and truly fulfilling their duty and their greatest potential as men and women. These things are beautiful to me. And thus, where I seek to be happy both for myself and for others is to preserve that which I believe to be precious. So, is there a danger in this? Yes, absolutely. We're taking on Satan here. Satan wants the opposite. Satan wants the destruction of the family. Satan wants debauchery. Satan wants transgenderism. Satan wants homosexuality. Satan wants pornography. Satan wants all that stuff. Satan loves that stuff. But the fear prevents us from being our real potential. As men or women, we have a potential within us. If fear was my guide, I wouldn't have done anything I did. I burned my passport in Baghdad a year into the invasion, literally, while America's occupying and telling America to its face in writing, right there. Basically, you don't own me. You do not represent me. You take my name off that list. Here's my damn passport. You don't represent me. I, sadly, have no kinship with what my nation is involved in. The only thing I can take pride in is the Constitution. But there's a way to address this fear issue. Okay, fair enough. There could be. I've been tortured. I've been starved. I've been imprisoned. I've been deprived of all of my property several times. I have basically been through a lot of crap. You know, even the Marines did me hard because I did the right and honorable thing and didn't follow an unlawful order. Isn't that ironic? Isn't that ironic? Don't we hear that all the time about World War II? Just following orders, huh? Ah, yeah, no, I didn't just follow orders. Under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, I'm actually obligated not to follow an unlawful order. So if my commander tells me to fire at all those women and children sitting in a circle right there, subdued, my duty is to refuse the order. Now, that's right. An exaggerated but not unrealistic and very, very real scenario that has occurred over and over. We have just followed orders of our treasonous commander and chiefs. And as you pointed out earlier, we had one, John F. Kennedy. That's a Red Seal United States note. That is not a Jew banker note. That guy got killed. That is a commander-in-chief I would have followed. And I'll tell you another commander-in-chief I would have followed, and I would have had pride, and I would have done all that was required of me, and my commander also would have executed me, because we have this on record 100%. The Germans that committed war crimes were provably executed. We have absolute proof of this. How many Americans have been even prosecuted? No high-ranking ones, just a few low-ranking, nothing pawns. How many of them have paid? Vietnam, Korea, the carpet bombing, Kissinger, the Christmas bombings. Let's see, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Iraq, weapons of mass destruction much, Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda, and Osama bin Laden, 19 box cutters. Okay, yeah, sure. Have we had even one? No. No prosecutions. I would have served, and I say it here loud and proud, Adolf Hitler. And all of what he has said is bullshit. What he actually did was represented the will of his people, and they loved him. They loved him. Like not even JFK got the love. And in fact, if we listen to JFK and his memoirs about him as a journalist, a real journalist, how many Americans know that JFK was a journalist? Pretty much none of them. But anyway, he was, and he went to Germany while Adolf was the head of state. And what did he say? He said nothing but glowing things. How about we ask Jesse Owens, who traveled to Berlin in the Olympics, and Jesse Owens and the other black athletes, who, quite frankly, in their home nation, America, were, let's be honest, that's what they are. I'm a white, by the way. I'm Irish, so black people don't own that word. You don't own that word. I'm a white. No blacks, no dogs, no Irish in the pubs here in England up until the 80s. So get off, go over yourself. Jesse Owens was treated with more respect, 5 gold medals or 4. When he went back home, he died destitute, never got invited to the White House, yet he was greeted and treated as a respected foreign visitor by the Germans. What? The master race dude who had the most multicultural army in the world? It is insane. We are living in an upside-down world, and we, as truth-tellers, our job is to turn the world right side up.
So how dangerous is it with the Trump stuff? You know, I mean, backing away from me, siding with Jews, when I clearly stated exactly what these people are about. And so what is it? I mean, to me, that's dangerous because you have somebody who's supposed to be the leader of the free world that would say, no, it wasn't heroic. You know, or by pulling away suggests that he feels that it wasn't heroic to burn these pedophilic materials, this pornographic material that was being shoved into the faces of children in Weimar Germany, the father of transgenderism being a disgusting degenerate who's hailed today still by many a pervert. Everything that we're seeing here originated in Germany in 1931 by that Jewish guy called Magnus Hirschfeld. If you want to be real, that's what it is. How dangerous is it that he's pulling away, and why is it? Do they threaten you? Is he being threatened? Was it a signal? Was JFK a signal? Any president, any politician, any American bureaucrat that gets out of line, we'll just kill you right out in broad daylight in the public, right out for everybody in front of Jesus and everybody else. We will murder you. We will kill you. Is that why everybody sells out? Is that why everybody's under the control of these people?
Well, okay. I think another one of the wisdoms I've picked up over the years is that in order to understand any subject, you really need to get back to the root. We need to get to the root. Okay, let's look at the root of a character like Donald Trump or Biden, for that matter, or any of them, for that matter. Let's look at what is their life. First off, politicians don't exactly have the greatest reputation for good reason, do they? They tell us a lot of promises. When it comes to election time, but when they actually win, what do? They just go back and do the opposite of what they said each time.
That's right.
So if we look at Donnie Trump, I've said this now for, I guess I was making videos about this over 10 years ago, over a decade ago. Where did he, he made his original money. Daddy is the real guy who made money. Daddy, it wasn't Trump. He's a silver spoon kid who got a bunch of access to money. So he played with daddy's money in New York, Manhattan real estate. Who controls New York, Manhattan real estate?
Right, of course. Jewish people.
Right. I mean, they control real estate all around the world. Anywhere that you would want real estate, trust me. I lived on the north shore of Oahu in Hawaii. Oh, yes, they're all over it. They're all over everywhere. Bali, you name it, everywhere. But they definitely own Manhattan, Park Avenue and all this stuff.
So it's safe to say that they own a lot of Trump debt and a lot of Trump finances, and if those people were to come through and just increase his rates, they could bankrupt the guy.
Bottom line is, you ain't going to find no profit margin in Manhattan Jewish real estate unless you're one of their boys, what we call Sabbath Goy, useful Goy. And Donnie Trump has been useful as hell, and his kids are all married to Jews, and we all know Jared Kushner, who is the actual advisor. It's the advisors that make the decisions. This is another thing people don't understand. JFK is the last president to actually make independent decisions based on what he, as the commander-in-chief, wanted. And I know that most of his advisors would have been saying, oh my God, don't do that. That's crazy. Don't do that, John. Don't do that. That was dangerous as all hell. So getting back to the fear thing, you have to have integrity for fear to be an issue. Trump don't have no integrity. Biden, the guy's touching kids so much, I don't know if he can concentrate on much else. If he's not stumbling, he's collaborating with communists or helping out his crack-smoking son. If you don't have any integrity, fear doesn't become the issue. They just buy you. So what we have is a system that rewards those who have no integrity. They don't have to be afraid if the whole system, the matrix of power, is behind them, right? They don't have to be afraid. Not really. Just keep raping children and taking the bribes and living a satanic lifestyle. You'll be protected. The people who don't get in this system are the ones with integrity. So I'd say someone like Ron Paul. Now, I have my own differences with Ron Paul, and I certainly, his son ain't Ron, but nonetheless, Ron, let's look at his history. The guy in Congress, every time he said he would do something, he actually did it. He actually did what he said in Congress. The guy was delivering babies, and all of the babies and mothers loved him. This man had integrity, but he wasn't a warrior. See, he wasn't a warrior. He had the integrity, but he didn't have the warrior spirit. When they stole the votes in Ohio, as they're doing this fake election now, he didn't stand up. I remember I was supporting him, and I was like, Ron, please say something. You've got to say something. Was that dangerous? Yes, it was. Yes, it would have been. So he chose not to. And that's the thing. He had honor and integrity, but not the warrior spirit. You know, die with your boots on, Patrick Henry much? You know, Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give... Where is that? Where did that go?
Yeah, give me liberty or give me that. So if you had a real William Wallace as a president, if you had a commander-in-chief that was going to say, listen, everything that's being done by force by these people is by using the military-industrial complex. Everything that's being done by force across the planet to prop up the Fed, to continue to enrich these people, all the control that they exert here, all of that is done by regime change. I mean, they can name a country. We're in a proxy war against Russia and Ukraine, a fake country. I mean, come on. We're in a proxy war right now against Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran. We're strategically targeting Iranian targets and bombing them. I mean, three Americans were killed for no reason at all whatsoever just recently, and nobody wants to talk about it on the Jewish-funded Fox News channel or any of the other corporate media. So if the United States military, which serves at the pleasure of the commander-in-chief, is the way that all of this is being enforced, then you would think that there would be a president that would just say, no, our military is not going to do that anymore, and to tell Israel where to go. What could be lost? It would be that simple. If I came to power right now, I would put the interests of the American people first. Our border would be shut completely. We would mass deport all of the people who are here illegally immediately. We would bring the military home and secure our own borders and not protect the borders of anybody else. Whatever you have going on over there, none of my business. I'm going to protect the American people, their sovereignty, their prosperity, their bodily autonomy, their individual liberty, and their right to practice the worship of Jesus Christ. I'm going to defend all of those things. The rest of you can f*** off. So you know, if you want to hurt us and you want to hurt my people and you want to hurt my country, then we'll use our military, all right, to defend all of the above. But to go fight wars for you to enrich these NGOs and to enrich your satanic agenda that gets refunneled here at the highest rate possible, yeah, we'll use our military. And you'll be on the other end of those bombs. If we have to kill you to make this stop, let me be clear. If you harm our kids, if you touch our kids, we will kill you. That is what I would do as the commander-in-chief. And then bring all of the military home. And they would serve here and protect this country against enemies foreign and domestic. And we would start with all of these people that are still alive that have just recently served in our Senate and our Congress. And a whole lot more. Doctors, scientists, researchers, a lot of these people in the media, they would all be tried before my military tribunal, and upon conviction, they would be held to extreme accountability, which means public, internationally televised executions by hanging. Why don't we have a president that will do that?
Which is the law, by the way.
That is the law.
I don't seek nor require, and I have stood for law, both constitutional law, which has a Bill of Rights, which no Americans know, too busy waving that stupid flag, and they don't even read their damn Constitution or their Bill of Rights. Here in England, you've got a Bill of Rights, too, and a Constitution. Largely, the American system is modeled off of that. They have a Bill of Rights. People don't understand in this country that an act of Parliament, they're not lawmakers. You have a law. The law is the Bill of Rights, same as the Constitution and the Bill of Rights of America. So they can pass whatever they want in Congress, like COVID mandates and all this stuff, but we submitted to that. That's on us. If it was a dictator and we just did what we were told, then, you know, okay, we're cowardly, but, you know, it wasn't like of our own free will. These bastards represent us. This is the hard part.
Well, in the current system, if nobody can come to candidacy, if nobody can get the backing of the media, if nobody can get the funding because they haven't bowed down to Israel, then you're never going to have another real election or a real candidate again. So this country, as it's in need of a societal cleansing, what it actually needs is for somebody with Christian morals and values to take over by authoritarian mandate in a monarchy.
I get it. So if I may, I agree with that. But let me posit a solution here, because only two people like ourselves with some integrity and maybe a couple of brain cells that actually function properly can actually have an intelligent discussion. I want a revival of true philosophy. We used to have philosophers, you know, we used to, and we used to have debate. We don't have that no more. We need to have that. Here is a viable solution, and I want to recommend a young YouTube influencer. His name, his handle is Leather Apron Club. I don't know if you know him, but he is an amazing young man, and he does videos about all sorts of subjects, like, for instance, the subject of all the philosophers within Greece being gay or you know, whatever. They were, okay, so he deals with that. He deals with the disproportionate amount of Jewish representation within Joe Rogan's shows, like 43% of his guests are Jewish, aside from the athletes, because none of the athletes are Jewish. So we just, he's a methodical, critical thinking, research, data-based guy. And what he did is did a brilliant video about what I see as the solution at this point, because it's gone so far. There's only one thing that America has that gives it any chance, aside from God, but that's how many people are believing in God? I don't know, not too many. But the bottom line is we have God, of course. That's number one. But within the actual physical material reality of America, we have one thing and one thing only that gives us any chance, that can divide, can go beyond the divisions instigated, black and white, Muslim, Christian, atheist, you know, Mexican, whatever. Doesn't matter. There's one thing, only one thing. Although with the million coming across the border, that's changing real fast. The Constitution. It's the one thing. It's also the one thing that all the military guys took an oath to protect and defend. So here is what I suggest, and it's very much motivated and inspired by this young man, Leather Apron Club. Basically, what we need is a dictatorship.
Yeah.
Now, that goes counter to any notion of Constitution. But hold on, let me qualify that. The one place that we won't look historically, which you and I have looked, and where people need to look, already been mind controlled and think, oh, nothing to see over there. Oh, yeah, 6 million gas chambers. Enough said. Let's not look at. Yeah, we need to look at Germany. In 1933, when Judea declared war on Germany, 14 million Jews of the world unite, calling for the destruction of Germany. And then other books by Kaufman, Germany Must Perish, where he's literally talking in the 30s about completely and totally every Amalek style, every man, woman, and child. When Adolf won the most popular democratic election in all of Europe, and he got this, he didn't get full power, so he had to share power with the traitors, the enemy inside the gate. He knew it, and you could see it in The Greatest Story Never Told, a fantastic documentary I highly recommend. You can see when Adolf is sitting down, and the Jewish stooge, the guy who's serving the enemies of Germany, walks past, and that guy, he does not look Adolf's way, but you can see Adolf, like he knows, man. He knows he's in there with the vipers. He's in with the vipers now. So what did they do? Nobody knows history. It's called the Night of Long Knives. Just after he won that election, they all conspired to kill him. They did. Provably so. Indisputably so. And Adolf, man, being a tactical, strategic, military man like myself, he sussed them out. And he had the loyalty of the military. The instigators of this assassination attempt, basically, they gave an order without Adolf's knowledge or approval to send all of the troops home, knowing that they were loyal to Adolf. Of course they were. But Adolf caught wind of it. And he made sure that they were not sent home. And on the night of the Long Knives, where they conspired to kill him so they could reinstitute their Jewish Weimar Shangri-La, he caught them out. And by all accounts, and I've read Mein Kampf, I've read Leon DeGrille, I've read all sorts of David Irving, I've read a whole bunch of stuff, like the real historians make this clear. He executed. I'm also a big believer, if you go back to Game of Thrones even, you know, the executioner should swing the sword. Adolf did swing the sword on some of these bastards. He did. He did. And as it should be. As it should be. If you openly commit treason, and we have a whole bunch of treasonous bastards within the U.S. government right now, so many so, that literally you kind of have to wipe it clean and at least find out what each one of these individuals, how have you been voting when it comes to anything regarding Israel? Have you been approving everything? I'm also friends with Cynthia McKinney, former congresswoman, absolutely beautiful woman. I'll try. If she hasn't been on your show, she should be on your show.
She has been, yeah.
Anyway, she talked about the pledge. So if you took a pledge to a foreign state and have been approving to the expense and danger of the American people all the finances that are flooding over to the Jewish state of Israel, that's borderline treason. We only need a little bit more evidence to suggest, to make clear that you are aiding and abetting the enemy. But of course, everybody sees in their mind-controlled state that the Jewish state of Israel is our best friend and ally. Never mind the Levant affair. Never mind the USS Liberty. By the way, if you haven't had any of the Liberty guests, I can help make that happen.
I sat down with all of them personally.
Absolutely brilliant. These guys, Phil Turney and all of them,
yeah.
Oh my God, absolutely first class. These guys talking about fear, they were given the fear of God to shut their mouths, and they did eventually speak out. God bless them. Anyway, we need to suspend the Constitution. However, only for the cleaning of the house, as Adolf did. This is when Adolf became a dictator, right? A dictator. We need a dictator. But we don't have one. Who do we have? What warrior do we have with the integrity to actually serve as the commander-in-chief who has the proven track record of actually doing what should be absolutely base-level requirement for any so-called patriot? How many do we have? I mean, you and I would be as well qualified as anybody. I'm sure there are more. There are good men and women out there, military men. And they may have hated what I said 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years, whatever. But I have been right.
The problem is the funding. The problem is the exposure. Even if you had that perfect William Wallace candidate, the problem is they don't get the money. They don't get on TV. They don't get the backing. Nobody's ever heard of them. The media paints them as this fringe, violent, extremist, radical, you know, and that's what goes out to the masses who are so easily programmed. We're going to talk about how do we overcome that media brainwashing when we come back. More with Ken O'Keefe. Stick around.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation. Or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Gold Co. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
You all know that I love Magnesium Breakthrough. It's been a life changer for me. My sleep, my mood, my relaxation. So for those of you that have never tried it, now's your chance, because this month only, you can get a free bottle of this best-selling full-spectrum supplement that contains all seven forms of magnesium that your body craves in exactly the right balance. Bioptimizers, the people who make this Magnesium Breakthrough, are offering a 14-day sleep challenge. So for all of you in Stew Crew, you get a free 14-day supply. All you have to do is pay some nominal shipping fee. That's it. No other strings attached, no other purchase required.
The challenge is simple. Try Meg Breakthrough for 14 days. See all the positive changes I just mentioned. If your sleep and energy are not absolutely rocking by the end of 14 days, you've lost nothing. But if they are, your life is back on track. Get your free bottle. Go to MegBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, that's MegBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Enter the coupon code StuPeters10. That's it. Look, they wouldn't be letting me give these bottles away if they weren't 100% confident how effective it is. And again, this is now on the short list of supplements that I absolutely have to have every day. Get your free 14-day supply right now. MegBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, MegBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
So if there is a real William Wallace, a real populist candidate out there that would truly put America first and tell all of our enemies and all of the infiltrators, all of the occupiers to get bent and beat it and go back to where they came from, if we were to kick the Rothschild criminal cartel, the banking cabal out of our country, if we were to secure our own borders, if there really was a candidate like that, the problem is the population wouldn't know about the populist candidate because the Jewish-funded media would never give them the airtime because that candidate would not have the blessings of the foreign, secular, genocidal nation state of Israel. Because that William Wallace candidate would not support or condone or promote murdering babies in the womb or spreading pedophilic filth throughout the country, ravaging the psychological state of our children for generations to come. They wouldn't go kiss the wall while wearing a tiny, embarrassing hat. They wouldn't kiss the ring. There are men out there like that. But who would know of them? If they truly were the populist candidate and 350 million some odd Americans wanted to vote for that man, how could they if they don't know of him? He's not on the Fox News channel. He's not on CNN. These people have been lulled to sleep. And then even if, by the grace of God, this candidate was made aware to the general public, was presented to the general public, and overwhelmingly, they supported that candidate, they would just steal the election, or they would assassinate him, or they would put him in prison. We're watching this play out now. Imagine if a real, unbought, unbuyable man who truly put America first in every sense of the word, imagine what they would do to him. So if we can't win in the media and we can't win at the ballot box, Ken O'Keefe, what do we do?
Yes, well, if we're stupid, then there's really no chance. So first thing is to educate and to understand the truth. This is step number one. Now, a lot of people are doing that, and I think part of the beauty of what's happening in this world right now is that, and I say this, we haven't spoken about it really, but I have family in Gaza. I've lived there, and these people are going through utter hell. They are starving. When they bring in aid food, they're shooting them dead. They're executing them. They're raping them. They're mutilating their bodies. They're doing, this is Bolshevik. They're dealing with Bolshevism in Gaza right now. They are, and the West Bank. So anybody who doesn't understand Bolshevik history, well, you should study it. It is the darkest period in history, in my opinion, and plenty of evidence to show that. So what we have is a situation whereby the Palestinians have helped actually expose us adults, and it's the young ones, TikTokers and these young ones who have been offered money by the Jewish state to come around to their way of thinking, which that money has worked. For us old folks, apparently, we're all ready to take the money. But the young folks, they haven't been. And what we know now about Palestine was not known for all of these 76 years, not even known. Nobody knew. Everybody thought the opposite. Same as Adolf. Like, they all know the truth. 6 million gas chambers. Boom. Enough said. Nothing to see over here. This horrendous, genocidal, mass murder financed by the West, by us taxpayers. That's part of why I'm leaving. I'm done, dude. Not one penny of my money is going for that genocide. The young people have been exposing us old folks for the losers, for the failures of maintaining our duty that we are, collectively, anyway. So this sea change that is occurring, people don't realize until it's bloody obvious. It's like the writing's on the wall, but they don't see it. The chemtrails are in the sky, but you don't see it. The poison is in the vaccine, and you don't see it. okay, if you're that stupid, guess what? There's really not a whole lot of hope, unless, of course, we question democracy. First off, we're a republic. You cannot vote away your inherent, God-given, inalienable rights. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, each endowed with equal and inalienable rights. Now, you can't vote that away, but in a democracy, you can. And if you ask the Founding Fathers how they felt the same way about democracy I do. There is true democracy, by the way. I've read the Green Book. Muammar Gaddafi wrote that. They actually had real democracy over there in that dictatorship. They literally did. At the community level, they actually had it. And it functioned because the will of the people in the community was actually respected. But fuck democracy if it thinks that it wants to tinker with our inherent, God-given, natural constitutional rights, which the Patriot Act, inversion much? That's as unconstitutional and unpatriotic as it can be. But we don't just have one, we have two, we have three, we have more. We have the National Defense Authorization Act. So all of these things that sign away our rights, where's free speech? That's been dead a long time. Free speech is dead. Okay, that's kind of the free media, free press, that's dead. Let's see, is our money? Oh, now they want to take us in the digital. All of these things, we can look and we can analyze if we have some level of wisdom and integrity, and we truly want what's best for our kids. This is where we have strength, Stu. No matter how stupid the people are, no matter how easily manipulated they are, they overall, and I think we'll both agree, are basically good people, for the most part. For the most part. You know, people aren't like evil per se, they're just very submissive, very easily manipulated,
yeah,
and very self-centered.
They're cowards. Self-centered. They're cowards, and they're fearful, and they're living in this state of perpetual fear. And that fear is obviously intentionally programmed into the masses. If you go, you know, less than 6 feet from that guy, you're going to die from this novel coronavirus. If you don't go and get this safe and effective vaccine, you know, you're going to die. And not only that, but this virus is different, and so is this vaccine, in the sense that you don't get a vaccine to protect yourself, Ken. You're getting a vaccine to protect me. And don't you dare go and visit your aunt and uncle and your grandma. You have to stay out of there.
Remember the churches that I was in America. I was homeless at the time. I was living in my van, so I traveled all across the country at that time, at the beginning. And I was in Washington State, Bill Gatesville, at the beginning of it. And I traveled across the country, and I remember the first thing that really struck me was the churches. They all just rolled over.
Yeah.
And even stopped services, like outside the church at least. Like, where is this idea of, I have faith in God?
Yeah, the only thing that kept going was fighters, quite literally. Like, the jiu-jitsu team events, they kept going. UFC, the MMA, they all kept going.
Literally, and there's irony there because that's Endeavor, and that is Ari Emanuel, brother of another Emanuel, who was the guy in Chicago who I know, the mayor over there. Anyway, my point is that if we're going to roll over so easy because of a mandate, and we don't even understand that a mandate is not a law, why am I the only guy? I never wore that diaper on my face once. Literally, never. Once. I flew from America, literally. I went into the federal building in Washington, D.C. to get a passport because I had to, literally. And me and my brother, Marcus, who is a Marine who lost his legs in Afghanistan. Nice one. Anyway, we went in there. We never wore the masks. The only people not wearing the masks. And nobody even asked us to wear the masks. And I'm talking everybody. Every single person. The security, people at the desk, everyone else in it. I also flew. So, listen, at some point, we as human beings, especially us men, have to recognize that if we've been deballed and we're so cowardly and so stupid, then, well, whatever. They're going to get away with bloody murder. Getting back to your question, what can we do? Okay, here's what we can do. And I know people who are doing this kind of stuff right now. Money. We can create our own money. We literally can. You can do it in a community. You could do it in a state. Here's another one we could do. How about we secede? How about we secede and basically divorce on a state level, a sovereign state level, divorce ourselves from the feds, create our own money, a la JFK, and basically say to Washington, D.C. and the District of Criminals, the jurisdiction of its own, like the Vatican and the City of London. How about we do that? We could do that today.
I just can't believe that more people don't see it. It's just but I'm optimistic, though, because I do see the conversation change.
That's a viable, so let's start the conversation, Stu. We're doing it right now. Let's start the conversation. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about, first off, I'm going to write my presidential platform. And you know what I'm going to present it? I got to do this. Like, right away, I got to do this. I'm going to put forward my presidential platform. I'm saying, you know what? If any candidate is willing to sign on to this platform right here, literally, with only maybe slight modifications, but ultimately this platform, then I will back you. I will back you. And if no one else will, hey, I know it sounds real crazy and all, but I'll tell you what, I'm more qualified than any of these bastards to carry out my platform. And you know what my job number one is? Like Donnie Trump, special prosecutor for Clinton. You lying. You had every opportunity to do it and you hid behind excuses to not do it. You bastard. Hillary Clinton getting away with it with her pervert husband. Anyway, my first executive order, Federal Reserve, bam, done, over. Number one, usury, bam, done, over. Three, Jubilee, debt, any debt from these financial institutions tied to the synagogue of Satan, as Jesus referred, done, over, all of it, bam. Now, four, treason. Trials will begin. The laws that are clearly unconstitutional that all of you representatives voted for, you will be tried. And if there's evidence like there is for Joey Biden collaborating with the... Oh, you're going to hang. I'm not calling for vengeance. I'm calling for law. Am I the smartest guy in the country? No, I'm not. Do I have bigger balls than every other man in the country? No, I don't. But I have enough. And I care about my country, and I did swear to protect and defend. I'm not alone either. There's a lot of military men out there. I know you're out there. God bless you. You're the last stand. You're the last stand. You must turn those weapons on your commanders if indeed they're giving you unlawful orders. And also, be ready to repel the hordes of fucking invaders, just like they did in Bolshevism. There was no Russian Revolution. That was an invasion. That was not a Russian Revolution. It was an invasion, and we are being invaded the same way. So we still have hope, but the only hope, in my opinion, is constitutional law-based thinking. Really, really, and we have it. God bless our founding fathers. God bless them. I'm so sorry that we have shamed you so far.
I feel like your presidential platform was written by me. Did you steal my notebook, or what happened here? I agree with everything that you just said. I agree. Extreme accountability is the only way. It has to happen forthwith because we are running out of time. Somebody does have to step up and actually take the bull by the horns, take the reins of this thing, right this ship. And I believe that if somebody did, and if somebody was, you know, well-known enough, I think that there would be an overwhelming, unprecedented number of Americans that would just have this breath of fresh air breathed into their soul that we talked about at the very top of this segment. Their soul that very much exists, that they would not be able to deny. They would not be able to walk away from it. They would say, I will follow that leader because I believe that he has true convictions. I believe that his soul is open to God's word and that God is speaking to that man and that that man will be obedient to God and that that man, until he takes his last breath, will step every day to be more Jesus-like and carry out that plan, to do his part in God's plan. None of us have the plan. Trust the plan. Very satanic, by the way. We will talk more about that at another time because we got to go. I can't believe that this already went by this quickly. Very interesting conversation. I want to have you back, have more of this conversation in the future. Ken O'Keefe, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it. God bless you, sir.
God bless you.
All right. Very awesome conversation. Love that guy. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next. You know, a lot of people think they're ready for what's coming. Some world government roaming the streets of the United States, seizing guns from Americans, disarming you. A lot of people think, oh, when the deep state comes or the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm totally ready.
In today's world, you have to be prepared for everything. It's not just an option, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my friends and family and ensuring that we're getting ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No, you're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, essential survival gear designed to keep you safe and your kids safe no matter what. In emergency situations, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I'm not overstating this. And I know the people at American Reserves. I love doing business with them because they're patriots. They're Christians. They care truly about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. If you use the discount code STU, you'll get 10% off everything. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready, you're prepared for anything. Again, AmericanReserves.com and use promo code STU. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com. I would like to reserve this book in your name. It's called No Grid Survival Projects, and inside you'll find 75 ingenious do-it-yourself projects that can help you to protect your own family, not only from long-term blackouts or after an EMP, but also in times of economic crisis, riots, hyperinflation, hurricanes, civil war, martial law, or any other unforeseen events that may come our way. This book, the immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent, self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on the government or anyone else for your basic needs. You'll discover things like how to make water out of thin air, the long-lasting survival foods that you can make at home, automatic backyard traps and alarms for looters and intruders, a pressurized rainwater harvester, EMP-proof survival generators, the self-sustaining greenhouse, a simple device that can keep you off of FEMA's radar, do-it-yourself, no-grid air conditioning unit, and a whole lot more. Yes, air conditioning units. Do it yourself. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent and self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on anybody else. Go to nogridprojects.com/stu and take advantage of a 75% discount. This book right here, and this offer won't be available for long. That's nogridprojects.com/stu. So it's officially 2024, and that means now is the time to start taking care of your liver more than any other time. Why is that? Well, because the latest data indicates that adults with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And did you know that 100 million Americans have fatty liver? This means that many people are at risk. We throw everything at our livers. Think about it. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes. That's why so many of us have a sluggish fatty liver that makes us gain weight and lose energy. Well, for decades now, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions every day. It's time for us to return the favor and start helping our livers. So there's a solution. Liver Health Formula. It's an all-natural supplement which contains 11 clinically proven botanicals that help to recharge and protect your liver. So if you're looking to ignite your fat-burning metabolism, boost your energy, and transform how you look and feel immediately, try Liver Health Formula and receive a free bottle of blood sugar formula to reduce sugar cravings when you order today. Try Liver Health Formula by going to getliverhelp.com/stew and claim your free bonus gift. That's